Let's get it. This is the Morning Buzz, part of the House of L podcast. For those of you who are listening via Spotify or Apple, thank you. You are always appreciated. For those of you who are checking us out on YouTube, hello. I'm slowly adding more stuff to the office. Since I found the Chicago Vice poster in my parents' garage where I left it 30 years ago. So it's there for you. We'll find a place for it along with the Remy sign. For now, we'll keep it there because I got stuff to do in here. And there's not a lot of room in here. This is a very small space, which is hopefully why it still sounds decent. It's part of the reason that I do everything from here is that this room that I'm in is very small and it mimics sort of the acoustics of a studio, which is the ideal, but you know, you have to make the stuff at home, right? So we're making it work. We are obviously going to talk about the Bears and what happened yesterday and how disappointing it was, how upset people are. And I get it. I totally get it. There are two things that I want to focus on this morning. And it has to do with people being angry about the coaching and Tyrique Stevenson, the video that came out of him pre-snap and I guess technically post-snap where he wasn't in position, like he wasn't focused. He was jawing at someone in the crowd and there was still time on the clock. And for as long as I've been doing this, guys tell you, you have to do, Alex always would say, you have to defend every single blade of grass. You have to play every second of every game. And that was a lapse. I'll get back to that. I'm actually more frustrated with Matt Eberflus this morning after watching the post-game press conference and people trying to figure out what went wrong with the Bears. I want to go back to the play before the Hail Mary, the play where the Bears were playing, you know, outside in, but 30 yards deep, which allowed Washington to get a 13-yard out route with, 3 seconds left on the clock. They were able to put themselves in position to throw the Hail Mary, which in itself, you can have questions about how the Bears went about defending that. And people did. And this quote has kind of got me a little bit on fire. And Courtney Cronin transcribed it. When asked about that play to leave time for the Hail Mary, Matt Eberflus replied, "Because you're defending the touchdown, right? You're defending touchdown there, and then throwing the ball 13 yards or 10 yards, whatever that is, doesn't really matter. It's always going to come down to the last play." I would tell you that those 13 yards mattered quite a bit. And you not defending it, you can play a safe defense and not just allow a 13-yard out to be thrown in front of you. Romo called it as the Commanders were getting up to the line of scrimmage. He's like, okay, here's what you do. You can't throw the Hail Mary from there. So you need to get 10, 15 yards on a quick out, save yourself a couple of seconds, then make your attempt for the Hail Mary. If the quarterback in the booth knows that, if all of us who are watching is like, they're getting awfully close. Like most guys, most NFL quarterbacks, if they're going to throw, if you're having like a throwing contest, they can probably throw the ball like 70 yards, right? It's different in pads. It's different with a rush. It's different when you've been playing 60 minutes of football. And it's very different when you're sitting there with some sort of rib injury. You might not be able to get the torque, but they foreshadowed what they were going to do. And you just allowed it to happen. Now, I think the Bears are going back and looking at it. They were playing with leverage, with guys on the sidelines, not allowing, like, daring you to do something in the middle of the field, but 30 yards down the field. So I don't understand what he means where it's, well, we're defending against a touchdown. They had no timeouts left and a long way to go. And if you're saying that even if you were to drop eight on that play and play two guys up 15 yards off the ball, that still leaves you six guys. You rush three, you have two corners playing 15 yards up, and they can come up and attack a quick out. And then you still have a bunch of DBs back there to defend whatever it is that you were afraid was going to happen, like over the heads of the upmen that you were going to use. So the explanation doesn't hold any sort of sway with me at all. And what I think it does is it allows us to wonder about whether or not Matt Eberflus is a good coach. The questions about the game, they brought back a lot of things inside of this. But one of the questions that I think everyone has is, can the Bears like overcome Matt Eberflus? And it looks like, and I don't want to act like he hasn't done a good job with some of this stuff. He has. He's helped the defense. I think that them listening to the players when things weren't right at the beginning of the season, I think is good coaching. Okay. But that's that moment right there is easily defended. And to ignore it, to in the moment, like, you lose this game, and I get that you're probably a little bit shook from how you lost the game, but to then fall back on like, oh no, we were defending the touchdown on the second to last play. It really is an unconvincing argument by him, and it leads us back to, do you have the right guy running your football team?
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The second part of that, Tyrique Stevenson was not in the proper place for the Hail Mary at the beginning of the play and then during it. I've seen some people say that he was supposed to be running with the receiver, but okay, he's back there and he's supposed to be one of the guys that are in position to make a play on the ball. And he did. He made a play on the ball. It gets knocked down, or knocked up instead of knocked down, and it turns into a touchdown. If you haven't seen the video of Tyrique Stevenson taunting fans, it's a terrible look. Because if you're doing that pre-snap, cool. And I get that you're 50 yards away from the ball being snapped. But he has his back turned to the play. He has his back turned to the line of scrimmage as receivers are coming towards him. That is unacceptable. He offered an apology, and I want to read his apology. To Chicago and teammates, my apologies for lack of awareness and focus. The game ain't over until zeros hit the clock. Can't take anything for granted. Notes taken. Improvement will happen. Hashtag bear down. I am someone who believes in apologies. People who are close to me will tell you that I forgive too easily. That's just a personal thing. But I do believe in apologies, especially if the apologies are backed up with action. But the first thing to me that's important is someone admitting that they have made a mistake and then apologizing for the mistake. Like, I don't like fake apologies. And a fake apology to me is, I'm sorry how you feel. Or I'm sorry how that made you feel. If that's not like, hey, I did this and I was wrong, and I'm sorry that I made you feel like that because of my actions or my words, that's different. This feels like a real apology. It's also PR, and that has to be noted. It's also PR. Is it followed up with action? Now, I don't think that the action necessarily needs to be punitive. A lot of people, I think, were overreacting where he should be benched. I don't think that you want to do that right now, considering where things stand. I think that the leadership council and DJ Moore said to Mully and Haw that they were going to handle this. So that's good. I heard Olin Krutz with Mully and Haw this morning too, and he was saying, was this the continuation of bad acts where you have him picking up, you know, personal fouls and pointing his finger in folks' faces, stuff like that? Is there something that needs to be done and handled with him in-house that I think probably is a couple of steps below benching him? Like, that there were people who were like, he should be cut. Like, come on. Like, no. He still ended up making a play on the ball, but it's a terrible look. And there has to be some sort of, like, this is one of those things where you are in a room with Eric Washington and Matt Eberflus, and maybe you're even fined. I don't know. I don't know if there's a kangaroo court amongst the leadership council that would allow for that to happen. But it has to now be backed up. Like, the brashness of Tyreek Stevenson is one of the things that I think makes him great. But it has to be, he has to put it out there in a better form. Like, for example, the play that he made to take a touchdown away. He got puffy chested and big headed in the worst possible moment. And now he's going to have to wear that forever. It would be one thing if they just gave up the Hail Mary. It's another thing where you have a guy yapping and chirping with his back to the play while the play is going on. And then they score and they do their part to, like, crush your dreams as a team. So there's a lot that has to be done where you can't, that can never happen again. And I don't even mean like the Hail Mary part of it. There can never be a moment where he loses focus like that again. Then I think the next step is maybe more punitive. But to me, the biggest part of this, and you can put it together if you want, You put the Lego set together. For a team that talks about having really good culture and a really good building and really good leadership, on that play, your coach, the play before, your coach didn't have anyone who could tell him that he was wrong. and say, we need to challenge the 15-yard out. We need to challenge that play so it gives us a better chance to win. And you had a player who was being undisciplined. All that stuff, that's on your coach. And things have been pretty sweet for Matt Eberflus with the emergence of Caleb Williams in that three-game stretch. But this takes us all the way back to the last time that the Bears played Washington. And what people were feeling before that Washington game, what they were feeling was that Matt Eberflus was not capable of being a head coach, that he was going to limit you because of decisions that he makes on game day. You add that to last year having a bunch of things happen up at Hallis Hall with people that he had hired. I think any discussion about Matt Eberflus and his effectiveness as a head coach is fair game. I am personally willing to take Tyreek Stevenson at his word and hope that he follows up what I think were heartfelt words with action. And I wish him the best of luck. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. It's the morning buzz. So mad. The Remy Martin folks offered me an opportunity to go see Usher tomorrow. And I got a pack and stuff for the trip to Arizona. I'm like, should I suck it up and go to the concert? I'm not even really a big Usher fan, but it's just like, you know, big deal. And it's a great partnership with Remy. What would you do if you knew that you had a full day of work the next day and a long flight somewhere? Would you go to the concert? Let me know in the comments if you would. And I'll look at your comments and maybe my guys over at Remy still will have a VIP pass for me for the Usher concert. Have a great rest of your day. If you're listening on Spotify or on Apple, we appreciate you. Leave a 5-star review. That would be great. Come and join the YouTube page. Be a subscriber. It's totally free. It don't cost you nothing. I will talk to you next time. Peace.